This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Could Europe, that has struggled with economic division, suddenly become once again a place of checkpoints and border frontiers and razor wire barriers? Donald Trump certainly didn't invent walls as a way to keep people out. The Berlin Wall fell back in 1989, ending the Cold War. Could a wall between Munich, Germany, and Salzburg, Austria, go up in 2015? Germany closed its border briefly to stop a flood of refugee immigrants from the Middle East. It estimates will grow to more than a million by the end of the year. European ministers are meeting in Brussels today to divide up the mere 160,000 refugees most in need and are stuck on the issue of mandatory quotas for individual countries. Hungary has put in place barbed wire barriers at some of its border crossings with Serbia. For decades, there has been no passport requirement for travel from country to country in the Eurozone, the so-called Schengen Convention. Could all of this be threatened? First, the view from Germany. Jan van Aken is a left party member of the Bundestag who serves on the German Foreign Affairs Committee. He says the scale of the migration has put many political passions in play at once. He's optimistic, he says, but calls it a fragile situation in his country and around Europe as a whole.
The general mood in Germany really shifted in the past couple of weeks. While in July we still had sort of the major news was attacks on immigrants, attacks on asylum seeker houses. Now the major news is that there's an incredible wave of help for immigrants. And I think that now that the majority of the Germans are in favor of all more immigrants, which is really new for Germans, which never had been said that they are living in an immigrant country.
What do Germans think that millions of people want to come there? Certainly, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, Germany was the last place many people wanted to go. Times have really, really changed in world history.
Yes. I mean, there's two things in German history that play into today's mood. One is that during Nazi times, many people, Jews, communists, whatever, had to flee, and they had a very hard time to find other countries to take them up. This shaped post-war laws in Germany, so we have this asylum-seeking law. The other thing that happened is that after the war, we had millions of people who fled from the Red Army, from the Soviet Union towards Germany. So there were a couple of million people overnight, basically, arriving in post-war Germany. And so many people, like my mother, like many other family members, have this experience. They have been refugees 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And so I think these two things come together now that this is one of the reasons why the majority of the people are now welcoming the refugees.
What is the sense that some of the faces that you're seeing showing up on your doorstep in Munich are really the responsibility of the United States that began a process of destabilization in the region, which may have begun in 2003, but has led us to this moment?
Sure. The U.S. Were part of the problem. I'm not the one to say that the U.S. is the only one to blame. Not at all. I mean, there are players in the region that were in our problem, Assad being only one, or Saddam Hussein. There are also figures and politicians in Europe that were a problem. And I was furious last year when I heard that the German government wanted to take up only 5,000 Syrian refugees, 5,000. While in Jordan, there was already more than a million, in Turkey was more than a million. So it was also the Western politicians that were part of the problem. But it's right. I mean, without the illegal aggression in 2003 against Iraq, we would have much less of a problem today.
I don't know where you stand on Pope Francis, but he has said that this is the tip of the iceberg, that essentially capitalist European countries and the West in general can expect this to increase exponentially over the course of this century, and that from his perspective at the Vatican, no one's prepared for it.
I think on this point, he's absolutely right. And I think even German politicians, the German parliament, or all over Europe, nobody realizes that what we are seeing today is normality. Everybody thinks this is a crisis, this is exceptional. But I think it's right that we will see these kind of numbers over the next couple of years. And there's no way that you can put up walls, fences, or whatever kind of protection. These people flee from war, and they take all the risks. So they will arrive here. So we have to plan for the next couple of years that every year we will have a million immigrants.
What frustrates you most about Angela Merkel's position on this and the Christian Democrats in general?
I mean, Angela Merkel is usually the most progressive within her party. She was the one who ordered last week to open the borders and let them in. And most members of her party were furious about it because the conservatives, the Christian Democrats, they are anti-immigrant. They don't want the refugees here, or only the good ones, you know, the well-trained ones, the young ones. If they are fluent in German and if they are doctors, they are welcome. But all the others, they don't want to see here. So I think it's some of the very top politicians of the Christian Democratic Union, especially the Bavarians ones, that are really feeding and fueling a rage on the right-wing side in Germany. It's dangerous.
And this rage, what scares you most about it? I mean, there's certainly a sense of xenophobia in places and pockets of Europe and the United States that can have some very, very ugly consequences.
I mean, we had this very ugly phase of Germany in the 90s when people were killed, you know, when asylum seekers' houses were burned down, when there was a lot of aggression. It started in July like this, and I was afraid that we would see the same scenes like in the 90s now in Germany. And then it shifted. Just over the last couple of 4 or 5 weeks, it shifted totally towards the other extreme, like everybody tries to help the refugees. But I think it can take, you know, just a couple of remarks from one of these top politicians, some incidents, and then it can go back. I'm afraid that we will see quite some violence against asylum seekers. And I mean, there were a couple of arson attacks already. So it's dangerous, yes.
Jan van Aken is a German member of parliament for the Left Party. He serves on the Foreign Affairs Committee in the German Bundestag and spoke to us from Hamburg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A voice now from the other side of the German-Austrian frontier. Ooh, that's an eerie way to speak about what has been an open border for decades. She would not call the Austrian-German border a frontier, but Simona Artner, a reporter at Krone Hit Radio, an Austrian radio station, says Germany's decision to temporarily shut the rail link between Salzburg and Munich produced a very unsettling chaos that's still continuing.
Well, at the moment, nobody knows what you need to have to travel around. Actually, fact is that Germany decided to have border controls again, so you can't go there without an ID. The tragic thing is that most refugees don't have IDs.
And so that would require processing on the Austrian side of the border. In practical terms, what does that mean at this point?
Well, there is no registration in Austria, as far as I know right now, because we just take care of the refugees. We are still trying that they can go wherever they want to go, in most cases Germany. Our Minister of the Interior is trying to say stop, also like Germany did. It's a difficult situation right now.
One has not envisioned refugee camps in the territory of Austria since the end of World War II. In terms of population mobilization and the movements of people that took place after 1945, suddenly there's an infrastructure that is needed, that hasn't been needed for decades.
Well, there is still the hope that the other European countries are doing what they have to do and that refugees can go there too. At the moment, Austria and Germany are carrying the biggest part of the whole thing, but I think there has to be a solution within the next weeks that other European countries are taking refugees too.
Simona Artner is a reporter at Krone Hit Radio, an Austrian national radio station. Thank you so much, Simona.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.